Numerical comparison is spatial, except when it is not. Fräulein Retinal, Veronique Delage, Evan F. Risco, and Aaron A. Maloney. Abstract. The numerical distance effect, NDE, is an important tool for probing the nature of numerical representation. Across two studies, we assessed the degree to which the NDE relates to one's performance on spatial tasks to investigate the role of spatial processing in a numerical comparison and, by extension, numerical cognition. We administered numerical comparison tasks and a variety of tasks to tap into different aspects of spatial processing. Importantly, we administered both the simultaneous comparison task and the comparison to a standard task, given claims that the NDEs that arise in these two tasks are different. In both studies, the NDEs elicited when comparing simultaneously presented numbers were more strongly negatively correlated with the individual's performance on the spatial tasks than the NDEs elicited when compared to numbers to a standard. The implications of these data for our understanding of numerical comparison tasks and numerical cognition more generally are discussed. Public significance statement. The numerical distance effect, NDE, is an important metric of numerical representation. Our research reveals that the process in which the NDE is generated varies depending on the numerical comparison task. This finding refines our understanding of numerical representations and highlights the importance of distinguishing between numerical comparison tasks as they tap into different underlying comparison processes. The numerical distance effect, NDE, is a classic finding in numerical cognition research and has been influential in our understanding of numerical representation. The NDE is obtained using numerical comparison tasks. In these tasks, participants are presented either with one number and are asked to indicate whether that number is numerically smaller than or larger than a standard, for example, 5, or are presented with two numbers simultaneously and are asked to indicate which represents the larger or smaller quantity. When completing these tasks, the NDE emerges. That is, responses are faster and more accurate when comparing two numbers that are separated by a large, relative to a small, numerical distance. For example, it is easier to compare 7 and 2 than 7 and 6. At least in adults, a more precise numerical representation is indicated by smaller NDEs, and smaller NDEs correlate with and predict greater mathematics achievement over time. It is believed that basic numerical magnitude processing serves as a necessary scaffold for the acquisition of foundational math skills, such as arithmetic. Once the foundational skills have been concretized, the relation between basic numerical magnitude processing and advanced mathematics seems to diminish. Indeed, there is no evidence of a link between the NDE and the complex math skills of professional mathematicians. It is important to note that when discussing the NDE, researchers differentiate between the symbolic NDE, that is, the effect that arises when comparing Arabic digits, and the non-symbolic NDE, that is, the effect that arises when comparing non-symbolic representations of quantity, such as a set of squares. Further, it is important to note that a distinction is often made between the comparison of symbolic representations of single digits, that is, digits less than 10, and multi-digit numbers, digits above 10, see Nurek et al. 2015 for a comprehensive review. While the NDE can also be observed with multi-digit numbers, these comparisons feature influences that are absent for single digits, for example, unit-decade compatibility. That is, a pair of two-digit Arabic numbers can be defined as unit-decade compatible if both comparisons between 10 and units result in the same decision. For example, 42 to 57, given that 4 is less than 5 and 2 is less than 7, but as unit-decade incompatible if the comparisons between tens and units lead to a different decision. For example, 47 to 62, given that 4 is less than 6 but 7 is greater than 2. Indeed, participants respond more slowly and less accurately when decades and units are incompatible with the overall decision than when they result in compatible magnitude judgments. See Nurek et al. 2001-2005. To complicate matters further, findings in two-digit numbers cannot be generalized to all multi-digit numbers, for example, four-digit comparisons. Meyerhoff et al. 2012 demonstrated that, unlike two-digit comparisons, the comparison of four-digit and six-digit number pairs use different comparison strategies such as chunking when multi-digit numbers are separated into chunks of shorter digit strings. As such, we limit our analyses to symbolic single-digit numerical comparisons. Accounts of the NDE. The NDE has its foundations in research on judgments of perceptual properties of physical objects. It was observed that when making perceptual comparisons, individuals respond quicker and more accurately when the difference between the perceptual properties of objects is greater, as opposed to when the difference is small. Subsequently, Moyer and Landier extended this finding to the comparison of symbolic numbers, giving rise to the NDE. Note that the effect was only later dubbed the numerical distance effect by Dehaene et al. 1990. In their seminal work, Moyer and Landier, 1967, proposed the psychophysical model, in which the effect known today as the NDE resulted from an analog representation of numerical magnitude. According to this account, that the NDE is thought to reflect the subjective distances between the analog representations of digital magnitude. When there is a smaller magnitude difference between two digits, this corresponds to a smaller difference between the analog representations. Consequently, this reduces discriminability between the analog representation, leading to greater difficulty, longer response times, RTs, and higher error rates in comparing the two digits. Since then, this model of an analog representation of magnitude has been extended to take the form of a spatially oriented mental number line, where numbers are represented in their numerical order along a continuum. It is now believed that the orientation of the number line follows that of the participant's dominant language. Specifically, in cultures where ones read left to right, the numbers are represented with smaller quantities on the left and larger quantities on the right. Currently, there are two dominant theoretical accounts of the NDE that use this spatially oriented mental number line. According to these accounts, the representational overlap account and working memory account, the to-be-compared digits are located on a spatial mental number line, and as the numeric distance decreases, the difficulty of discriminating their location increases, generating the NDE. The critical difference between these accounts is that, according to the representational overlap, the number line is a permanent representation in long-term memory, LTM, whereas in the working memory account, the number line is stored in working memory, WM, and is only generated in service of completing the task. According to these accounts, numbers that are closer together on the mental number line share more representational overlap than numbers that are farther apart, leading to slower and less accurate comparisons for numbers that are closer together, that is, the NDE. As such, a more spatially precise representation, that is, equal interval spacing between the numbers in the mental number line, should result in a smaller NDE, that is, faster and more accurate responses across all levels of numerical distance. Thus, individuals with smaller NDEs are thought to have more spatially precise representation of the mental number line than individuals with larger NDEs. A third account of the NDE, the response competition account, unlike the two previous accounts of the NDE, does not implicate a spatially orientated analog representation. Rather, according to the response competition account, individuals have a mental store of basic number facts akin to a mental lexicon, wherein each digit is differentially associated with the responses smaller than and larger than. As digital magnitude increases, the association between that digit and the larger than response increases and the association with the smaller than response decreases. See the discrete semantic system for a similar approach. According to the response competition account, the NDE results from a greater amount of response competition between two digits with similar strengths of association with the relevant response, larger than or smaller than. The response competition account put forth by Vergutz et al. 2005 does not require that numbers be represented spatially. It is worth noting, however, that a spatially defined response association has been put forth to account for the spatial numerical association of response codes effect. Accordingly, the left hand is associated with the smaller than response and the right hand is associated with the larger than response. While the spatial numerical association of response codes and NDEs can both be explained by response competition related to associations with smaller than and larger than, the response competition account posited by Vergutz et al. 2005 does not, at present, necessitate a role for spatial information in the generation of the NDE. In summary, the NDE in symbolic comparison is an important metric of the representation and processing of numerical magnitude. However, the underlying nature of the NDE and whether or not it is rooted in a spatial representation, as implied within the representational overlap and working memory account, but not the response competition account, remains an empirical question. Divergence of the two numerical comparison tasks. To complicate matters, recent research has shown that the two numerical comparison tasks, which have been used interchangeably to date, may not be tapping into the same numerical comparison strategy. Specifically, the NDE generated in the simultaneous comparison task decreases under a verbal WM load, while the NDE in comparison to a standard task increases under the same load. To explain this result, Maloney et al. 2019 suggested that participants could adopt either a long-term or short-term comparison strategy in successive comparison tasks. Maloney et al. 2019 argued that, in the simultaneous comparison task, the digits are compared in WM and that in the comparison to a standard task, on each trial, participants retrieve the comparison digit 5 from long-term memory to carry out the comparison. This suggests that while both numerical comparison tasks generate an NDE, they may not be tapping into the same representation or processes. The idea that the two tasks are not tapping into the same representation or processes is consistent with the finding that the NDEs that arise within the two tasks are not strongly correlated. The present study. Building upon the representational overlap account and the working memory account, which posit that the comparison of small numbers is occurring using a mental number line that is spatially represented, we propose here a novel account of the relation between the NDE and spatial competencies. Specifically, we theorize that individuals who have higher spatial competency can summon a spatial number line that is more precise, that is, equal interval spacing between the numbers in the mental number line, than their peers with lower spatial competency. Individuals with a more spatially precise mental number line should have more precise representations of number, that is, less representational overlap, and therefore exhibit smaller NDEs. As such, individuals with higher spatial competency should exhibit smaller NDEs. The novel addition here is the proposed role of spatial competency in the generation of the mental number line and the hypothesized link between spatial competency and the NDE. While both the representational overlap account and the working memory account posit a spatially represented mental number line, neither account outlines the way in which individual differences in spatial competency link to numerical representation in the NDE. In contrast, the response competition account posits an alternative perspective. According to the response competition account, the NDE arises because of a greater amount of response competition between two digits with similar strength of associations with the relevant response, that is, larger than versus smaller than. Because the mechanism that gives rise to the NDE, according to the response competition account, is not posited to be the spatial in nature, there is no reason to predict, based on this account, that one spatial competency would be related to the size of their NDE. Here we have derived predictions that focus on the coarse presence versus absence of a correlation between the NDE and spatial competencies. At present, this is the strongest prediction one could derive based on the available literatures. Future theoretical development will hopefully lead to theories that make stronger predictions regarding the strength of the correlations. To test the competing predictions that can be derived from the representational overlap in the working memory accounts of the NDE and response competition account of the NDE, we administered numerical comparison tasks and a variety of tasks thought to tap into different aspects of spatial processing. It is unclear which spatial skills are implicated within the accounts of the NDE. Indeed, the term spatial is often used as an umbrella term, referring to multiple related but distinct skills. These various skills can be indexed using different types of tasks. However, there remains debate within the field regarding how to divide, define, and name these subcategories of spatial skills. While a widely accepted model for categorizing spatial skills uses a multidimensional model proposed by et al. 2013, recent research suggests a developmental trend in which the dimensions of how spatial skills are categorized converge, that is, less dimensionality. Further, there is a dearth of research investigating the relation between spatial skills and the NDE. Previous studies have shown that the NDE in comparison to a standard task is not related to 2D mental rotation performance and does not rely on spatial working memory resources. However, these studies did not explore how the NDE elicited by the simultaneous comparison task may relate to spatial processing. Given the lack of consensus on the definition and categorization of spatial skills, as well as the absence of a strong foundation linking specific spatial skills to the NDE, we decided to employ a variety of spatial tasks and created a composite variable, spatial index, representing spatial competency. In this context, we use the term spatial competency to encompass a general representation of spatial skills, without specifying individual spatial skills. While we predict a relation between the NDE and spatial competencies, We remain agnostic as to whether the NDE will relate to performance on all spatial tasks or only certain spatial tasks. Further, we opted to administer both variants of the numerical comparison task, the simultaneous comparison task, and the comparison to a standard task, given claims that the NDE that emerged from these two tasks may not share the same underlying mechanism. Study 1. Methodology. Participants. 249 participants were recruited from an undergraduate student research pool and completed all measures. After the data cleaning described in the scoring section below, the final sample was 227 participants. Participants were asked what their gender is and had the option of selecting male, female, or you don't have an option that applies to me. I identify as, please specify. Those who selected the last option were invited to write the term that best described their gender identity. Of the included participants, 165 identified as female, 59 identified as male, 1 identified as genderqueer, and 2 identified as non-binary. Participants reported their age in a free response box. The mean age of the sample was 19.73 years of age, standard deviation equals 3.33, 17 to 40 years old. One participant did not report their age. Procedure. In Study 1, participants completed measures of spatial performance, numerical comparison, and working memory. To assess participants' spatial skills, they completed 4 separate tasks: dot localization, mental rotation, navigation, and perspective taking. Participants also completed a simultaneous comparison task, a comparison to a standard task, and a backward letter span task to assess WM capacity. The order of the spatial tasks, numerical comparison tasks, and backward letter span tasks were counterbalanced, and a demographics questionnaire was completed last. All tasks and questionnaires were completed online using the Gorilla platform in English. Measures. Backward letter span. A host of factors may play a role in the relation between the numerical comparison tasks and the spatial tasks. We attempt to address this in one way using a task that indexes WM capacity as a starting point. Given the characterization of WM as a dissociable cognitive skill with unique links to learning outcomes, we included it in a domain general measure to help control for the possibility that people who are strong in one academic area, for example, in numerical comparison, are simply likely to be strong in all academic areas, for example, spatial tasks. Participants' working memory capacity was measured using a computerized version of the backwards letter span task. Participants were shown a series of letters at a rate of 1 letter per second. At the end of the sequence, participants had to recall the letters shown in backwards order. The series of letters ranged from 2 letters to 8, starting with 2 letters and increasing by 1 letter every 2 trials for a total of 14 trials. Scoring was discontinued when the participants failed both trials of a given number of letters. Scoring was based on the highest number of letters in a series correctly recalled by the participant. Thus, scoring ranged from 0 to 8. Numerical comparison tasks. Participants completed 2 numerical comparison tasks, the simultaneous comparison task and the comparison to a standard task. Each task began with 5 practice trials where instructions remained on screen until dismissed by the participant. Each task consisted of 80 trials, with the rest in between where participants were asked to press spacebar to proceed to the next task. Comparison to a standard. Participants were instructed to compare the 2B presented digits to 5, the standard. Each trial began with a fixation sign that remained on the screen for 3 seconds. Afterward, a display containing an Arabic digit was presented. Numbers were 1, 4, 6, or 9. The numerical distance between the stimuli was 1 or 4, with an equal number of trials at each distance. Participants were told to press the A key if the presented number was lower and the L key if it was higher than 5. Participants pressed spacebar to proceed to the next trial. Simultaneous comparison. Participants were instructed to indicate which of the 2 to-be presented digits were numerically larger. Each trial began with a fixation sign that remained on the screen for 3 seconds. Afterward, a display containing 2 Arabic digits was presented. Numbers ranged from 1 to 4 and from 6 to 9. The numerical distance between the stimuli was 1 or 4, with an equal number of trials at each distance. Participants were told to identify which of the 2 numbers were numerically larger by pressing the A key if the left number was larger, and the L key if the right number was larger. Participants pressed spacebar to proceed to the next trial. Spatial tasks. The 4 spatial tasks selected have demonstrated good reliability in the previous research, Chromebox Alpha range 0.89 to 0.82. Spatial tasks were analyzed individually and as a composite measure, the spatial index. To create the spatial index, we first created a standardized Z-score for accuracy of each spatial task and then created an average of each of the four standardized scores. Dot localization. Participants' dot localization performance was measured using 15 trials of a modified computerized version of the dot localization task. In this task, participants were first presented with a rectangle containing two dots for 125 milliseconds. Once this rectangle had disappeared, the participants was presented with another rectangle containing a grid and was asked to press locations within the grid to identify where the two dots previously shown would have been located if both rectangles had been superimposed. Participants obtained a score of 1 on each item if they correctly identified the location of both dots, a score of 0 on each item if they incorrectly identified one or both dots, for a maximum score of 15. Mental rotation. Participants' mental rotation performance was measured using 15 trials of a computerized mental rotation task. Participants were shown two 3D objects made of 10 adjoining cubes, which were oriented in different directions. In this task, participants were asked to identify whether they thought the two objects shown were the same objects oriented differently, or if there were two different objects by clicking same or different on the screen. Participants obtained a score of 1 for correct items and 0 for incorrect items for a maximum score of 15. Navigation. Participants' navigation performance was measured using a modified computerized version of the roadmap test of directional sense. In this task, participants were presented a map that contained a dotted path. On each street corner, participants were shown the letter R, right turn, or L, left turn, to demonstrate the direction they would be turning if they were walking along the dotted path. However, not every turn was labeled correctly. Therefore, participants were required to press Y or N to identify whether they agreed or disagreed with the direction provided. Three maps were presented with 3, 17, and 33 turns. Consistent with the previous studies, for example, Ferguson et al. 2015, only the third map with 33 turns was used to score performance. The other two were used as practice trials. Participants obtained a score of 1 for each correctly identified turn of the 33-turn map for a maximum of 33 points. Perspective taking. Participants' perspective taking performance was measured using 15 trials of the Haggerty perspective taking task. In this task, participants were shown a screen with a variety of common objects, cat, car, house, etc., and an arrow circle. The participants were asked to imagine that they were standing in the location of the object in question, object A in the middle of the circle and facing a particular point, object B at the top of the circle. They were then asked to determine in which direction they would find a third object, object C, by selecting one of the five arrows around the circle. Each area was identified with a letter, A to E. Participants obtained a score of 1 for correct items and 0 for incorrect items for a maximum score of 15. Scoring. Accuracy and RTs were collected for the numerical comparison tasks, the spatial tasks, and the backward letter span. The response times of the numerical comparison tasks were used to calculate NDEs for each participant and the accuracy, percent correct, of the spatial tasks was used to calculate the spatial index score. On the spatial tasks, when a non-response was recorded for an item, that is, one data point was missing, the participant was given a score of 0 on the trial, that is, the trial counted as an incorrect trial. We removed two participants from the analysis for using the same response category consecutively on one or more of the measures, identified by using the long string analysis on the spatial task. RTs and accuracies on the numerical comparison tasks were then analyzed across the 247 participants remaining participants. Comparison to standard task. For the comparison to standard task, we excluded participants below chance accuracy for the numerical comparison task, that is accuracy below 50%, resulting in the removal of four participant trials on which participants responded incorrectly to the numerical comparison task 3.4% in trials that were too fast, less than 200 milliseconds, and too slow, greater than 5,000 milliseconds, 1.0%, were removed. Further, trials were removed for having RTs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the participant's mean RT at each numerical distance, 3.1% of remaining trials. The NDE was calculated by subtracting the participants' mean RTs at distances of 4 from mean RTs at distances of 1. Last, 4 participants with NDEs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the sample mean were removed. This left us with 239 participants for this task. Simultaneous comparison task. For the simultaneous comparison task, we excluded participants' chance accuracy for the numerical comparison tasks, that is, accuracy below 50%, resulting in removal of 7 participants. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the numerical comparison task, 3.0%, and trials that were too fast, less than 200 milliseconds, and too slow, greater than 5,000 milliseconds, 1.1%, were removed. Further, trials were removed for having RTs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the participant's mean RT at each numerical distance, 2.8% of remaining trials. The NDE was calculated by subtracting the participant's mean RTs at distances of 4 from mean RTs at distances of 1. Last, 9 participants with NDEs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the sample mean NDE were removed. This left us with 231 participants for the task. Although all participants completed both numerical comparison tasks, the exclusion criteria that were applied separately left us with an unequal number of participants for each numerical comparison task. To ensure that the sample size is consistent when comparing correlations, only the 227 participants who were not excluded from either of the two numerical comparison tasks were included in the analyses. A post hoc analysis was performed using G-Power version 3.1.9.7 to determine the smallest detectable effect size for bivariate correlations, with power set at 0.8 and our new sample size n equals 222. This analysis indicated that a correlation as low as r equals 0.185 can be detected with our current sample size and desired power level. Transparency and openness. We report all data exclusions, all manipulations, and all measures in the study. All the data and the syntax needed to reproduce analyses for Study 1 are available at https://osf.io/7dmjy/. Data were analyzed using SPSS software and the R in the package estimate split half reliabilities. Results. See Figure 1 for a visual representation of the density plots, scatter plots, and Pearson's correlations for the NDE of the numerical comparison tasks, and accuracy of the spatial tasks. Reliabilities. The reliability of the NDE RT generated in each numerical comparison task was calculated using a stratified pre-muted split method using the R package estimate split half reliabilities. The data were randomly split to calculate 2 NDE RT scores for each participant. This procedure was replicated 1,000 times. The stratification ensured that each split had an equal number of trials with a numerical distance of 1 and 4. Spearman-Brown corrected Pearson correlations were calculated for each split. The average of the coefficients was calculated to obtain the reliability estimates. The reliability estimates of the spatial tasks' accuracy were calculated using the same method, without stratification. The reliability estimates and their non-parametric, bias-corrected, and accelerated bootstrap 95% confidence intervals are presented in Table 1. We also included the histograms of the Spearman-Brown corrected Pearson correlations of the 1,000 replications for both numerical comparison tasks in Figure S1 of the supplemental materials. We observed acceptable reliabilities for all 4 spatial tasks, RSB equals 0.62 to 0.98, and poor reliability for the NDE in the simultaneous comparison task, RSB equals 0.15, and the comparison to standard task, RSB equals 0.30. This is critical because the poor reliability of the numerical comparison tasks attenuate the observed correlations. Thus, it is important to keep these reliabilities in mind in interpreting the results presented below. Numerical distance effects. We first examined whether there was a significant NDE in each of the 2 comparison tasks. As was expected, there was a significant NDE in the RTs for correct trials in both the simultaneous comparison task, T of 226 equals 19.80, P less than 0.001, D equals 1.31, such that responses were faster at distances of 4, 647 milliseconds, than for distances of 1, 721 milliseconds, and in the comparison to a standard task, T of 226 equals 14.47, P less than 0.001, D equals 0.97, such that responses were faster at distances of 4, 636 milliseconds, relative to distances of 1, 697 milliseconds. Parallel analyses were conducted on the accuracy data. Again, there is a significant NDE in the simultaneous comparison task, T of 226 equals 9.09, P less than 0.001, D equals 0.55, such that responses were more accurate when comparing at distances of 4. 1.5% error, relative to distances of 1, 4.0% error, in the comparison to a standard task, T of 226 equals 8.35, P less than 0.001, D equals 0.60, such that responses were more accurate at distances of 4, 2.2% error, relative to distances of 1, 4.2% error. Importantly, although the NDEs were similar in magnitude, simultaneous comparison task equals 74 milliseconds, comparison to a standard task equals 61 milliseconds, simultaneous comparison task error rate equals 0.02, comparison to a standard task error rate equals 0.02, the NDEs generated in the task were not significantly correlated in RTs. R of 225 equals 0.00, P equals 0.97, confidence interval range from negative 0.13 to 0.13, or errors. R of 225 equals negative 0.05, P equals 0.49. These findings paralleled those of previous findings, suggesting that the NDEs elicited in the two tasks are not the same. Spatial tasks. The four spatial tasks were significantly intercorrelated, R equals 0.15 to 0.57. Consistent with a representational overlap account and the working memory account, all four spatial tasks were significantly correlated with the NDE in the simultaneous comparison task, see Figure 1. That is, as performance on the spatial task increased, the size of the NDE in simultaneous comparison task decreased, indicative of a more precise numerical representation. Furthermore, the pattern remained even after controlling for performance on the backwards letter span task. Dot localization, R of 224 equals negative 0.19, P less than 0.05, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.31 to negative 0.06. Mental rotation, R of 224 equals negative 0.23, P less than 0.001, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.35 to negative 0.10. Navigation, R of 224 equals negative 0.16, P less than 0.05, confidence interval range from negative 0.28 to negative 0.03, and perspective taking, R of 224 equals negative 0.24, P less than 0.001, confidence interval range from negative 0.36 to negative 0.11. In contrast, and consistent with the response competition account, the correlation between the four spatial tasks and the NDE for comparison to standard were not significant. See Figure 1. Importantly, the pattern remained after controlling for performance in the backwards letter span task. Dot localization, R of 224 equals negative 0.09, P equals 0.20, confidence interval range from negative 0.21 to negative 0.04. Mental rotation, R of 224 equals 0.02, P equals 0.79, confidence interval range from negative 0.11 to 0.15. Navigation, R of 224 equals negative 0.12, P equals 0.07, confidence interval range from negative 0.25 to 0.01, and perspective taking. R of 224 equals negative 0.10, P equals 0.15, confidence interval range from negative 0.22 to 0.03. Spatial index. We next examined whether the NDE generated during numerical comparison task was significantly related to the spatial index. There is a significant correlation between the NDE generated in the simultaneous comparison task and the spatial index. R of 225 equals negative 0.31, P less than 0.01, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.42 to negative 0.19, such that those who performed better on the spatial index had smaller NDEs in the simultaneous comparison task. This relation remained even after controlling for performance on the backwards letter span task. R of 224 equals negative 0.28, P less than 0.001, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.40 to negative 0.16. There was no significant relation between the NDE generated in the comparison task to a standard task and performance on the spatial index. R of 225 equals negative 0.08, P equals 0.21, confidence interval range from negative 0.21 to 0.05. This remained the case even after controlling for performance on the backwards letter span task. R224 equals negative 0.10, p of equals 0.14, confidence interval range from negative 0.23 to 0.03. To directly compare correlation between the spatial index and the NDE of the two numerical comparison tasks, we use Zhu's 2007 approach for dependent overlapping correlations. The correlations were compared using COCOR, a web interface for the statistical comparison of correlations. The correlation between the spatial index and the NDE of the simultaneous comparison task was significantly larger than the correlation between the spatial index and the NDE of the comparison to standard task, as indicated by the fact that the 95% confidence interval of the difference between the two correlations did not cross zero, 95% confidence interval ranging from 0.05 to 0.40. Noted that we opted to only compare the size of the correlations between the NDEs and the spatial index, and not each spatial task individually to limit the overall number of analyses conducted. The NDEs observed in the accuracy data did not correlate with the spatial index in either task. Simultaneous comparison, R of 225 equals negative 0.09, P equals 0.19. Comparison to standard, R of 225 equals 0.03, P equals 0.67. Discussion. In study 1, we assessed the degree to which the two NDEs related to an individual's spatial skills to investigate the role of spatial processing in numerical comparison. The NDE elicited when comparing simultaneously presented numbers was more strongly related to performance on the spatial tasks than was the NDE elicited when comparing numbers to a standard. That is, smaller NDEs were related to better spatial performance for the simultaneous comparison task, significantly less so for the comparison to a standard task. The presence of a significant correlation between the NDE and performance on the spatial index is in line with the novel theory tested herein that the ability to summon a more spatially precise representation of a spatially oriented mental number line, as measured by spatial competence, would result in a smaller NDE. Notably, this pattern was observed more strongly for the NDE elicited by the simultaneous comparison task. This disassociation between the two comparison tasks is consistent with the claim that there are different mechanisms within the two numerical comparison tasks that give rise to the NDE. Indeed, these data appear to provide compelling evidence of a stronger relation between the NDE generated within simultaneous comparison task and performance on the spatial index than that generated within the comparison to a standard task. However, it is critical to note that the split half-reliabilities of the NDEs generated within both tasks are poor. Given poor split half-reliability of a measure attenuates the observed correlation between that measure and other measures, and the novelty of these findings, we find it prudent to conduct a replication study. Before conducting study 2, we pre-registered our methods and analyses, https://osf.io/fzx3y. Study 2. Methodology. Participants. 250 participants were recruited from Prolific, an online participant recruitment platform, but only 248 completed all measures. After the data trimming procedure described in the scoring section below, the final sample size was 223 participants. Participants were asked what their gender is and had the option of selecting male, female, or you don't have an option that applies to me. I identify as, please specify. Those who selected the last option were invited to write the term that best described their gender identity. Of the included participants, 113 identified as female, 103 as male, 4 as non-binary, 1 as gender fluid, 1 as demi-woman, and 1 participant did not respond to the question. Participants reported their age in a free response box. The mean age of the participants was 25.86 years of age, standard deviation equals 6.88, 18 to 56 years old. One participant did not report their age. Procedure. In study 2, participants completed the same measures of spatial performance, numerical comparison, and working memory as in study 1. The order of the tasks were counterbalanced, and demographics questionnaire was completed last. All tasks and questionnaires were completed online using the Gorilla platform in English. Measures. The same measures were used as in study 1. Scoring. In study 2, we employed the identical data scoring and trimming procedure to that used in study 1. We remove two participants for using the same response category consecutively on one or more of the spatial measures. Next, RTs and errors on the numerical comparison tasks were analyzed across the 246 remaining participants. Comparison to standard task. For the comparison to a standard task, we excluded participants below chance accuracy for the numerical comparison tasks, that is, accuracy below 50%, resulting in the removal of 7 participants. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the numerical comparison tasks, 2.3%, and trials that were too fast, less than 200 milliseconds, and too slow, greater than 5,000 milliseconds, 0.1%, were removed. Further, trials in were removed for having RTs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the participant's mean RT at each numerical distance, 2.9% of remaining trials. The NDE was calculated by subtracting the participant's mean RTs at distances of 4 from mean RTs at distances of 1. Last, 9 participants with NDEs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the sample mean were removed. This left us with 230 participants for this task. Simultaneous comparison task. For the simultaneous comparison task, we excluded participants below chance accuracy for numerical comparison tasks, that is, accuracy below 50%, resulting in the removal of 1 participant. Trials in which participants responded incorrectly to the numerical comparison task, 2.5%, and trials that were too fast, less than 200 milliseconds, and too slow, greater than 5,000 milliseconds, 0.2%, were removed. Further, trials were removed for having RTs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the participant's mean RT at each numerical distance, 2.5% of remaining trials. The NDE was calculated by subtracting the participant's mean RTs at distances of 4 from mean RTs at distances of 1. Last, 7 participants with NDEs greater than or equal to 2.5 standard deviations away from the sample mean NDE were removed. This left us with 238 participants for the task. To ensure that the sample size is consistent when comparing correlations, the 223 who were not excluded from either of the two numerical comparison tasks were included in the analyses. A post hoc analysis was performed using G-Power version 3.1.9.7 to determine the smallest detectable effect size for bivariate correlations, with power set at 0.8 and our sample size n equals 223. The analysis indicated that a correlation as low as R equals 0.1863 can be detected with our current sample size and desired power level. Transparency and openness. We report all data exclusions, all manipulations, and all measures in the study. The research design and analysis plan for Study 2 was pre-registered. See https://doi.org/10.17605/capitals-osf.io/capitals-fzx3y. All the data and the syntax needed to reproduce analyses for Study 2 are available at https://osf.io/7dmjy/. Data were analyzed using SPSS and R in the R package estimate split half reliabilities. Results. See Figure 2 for a visual representation of the density plots, scatter plots, and Pearson's correlations for the RT-NDE of the numerical comparison tasks and accuracy of the spatial tasks. Reliabilities. The reliabilities of the NDE generated within the numerical comparison tasks, RT, and the spatial tasks, accuracy, were calculated in the same way as in Study 1. The reliability estimates and their confidence intervals are presented in Table 2. Histograms of the Spearman-Brown corrected Pearson correlations of the 1,000 split replications for both numerical comparison tasks are in Figure S2 of the supplemental materials. We observe acceptable reliabilities for all 4 spatial tasks, RSB equals 0.58 to 0.96. Although still poor, we reserved higher reliabilities than in Study 1 for the NTE and the simultaneous comparison task, RSB equals 0.44. but not for the NDE in the comparison to the standard task, RSB equals 0.25. Numerical distance effect. Similar to Study 1, there is a significant NDE in RTs for correct trials in both the simultaneous comparison task, T of 222 equals 28.65, P less than 0.001, D equals 1.91, such that responses were faster for distances of 4, 557 milliseconds than for distances of 1, 632 milliseconds. And in the comparison to a standard task, t of 222 equals 17.00, p less than 0.001, d equals 1.14, such that responses were faster for distances of 4, 519 milliseconds than for distances of 1, 559 milliseconds. Parallel analyses were conducted on the accuracy data. Again, there was a significant NTE in the simultaneous comparison task. T of 222 equals 14.36, p less than 0.001, d equals 0.96, such that responses were more accurate when comparing at distances of 4, 0.5% error, relative to distances of 1, 4.4% error, in the comparison to a standard task. T of 222 equals 9.76, p less than 0.001, d equals 0.65, such that responses were more accurate when comparing at distances of 4, 1.1% error, relative to distances of 1, 3.6% error. Unlike the relation between the NTE and the simultaneous comparison task and the comparison to standard task found in Study 1, the NTE generated in the two numerical comparison tasks were significantly correlated in RTs. R of 222 equals 0.25, p less than 0.01, confidence interval ranged from 0.12 to 0.37, and errors. R of 225 equals 0.20, p less than 0.01. Spatial tasks. Like Study 1, the four spatial tasks were significantly intercorrelated, R equals 0.23 to 0.50. In addition, all four spatial tasks were significantly correlated with the NTEs in the simultaneous comparison task, see Figure 2. That is, as performance on the spatial task increased, the size of the NTE in simultaneous comparison task decreased, indicative of a more precise numerical representation. Furthermore, the pattern remained even after controlling for performance on the backwards letter span task, dot localization, R of 220 equals negative 0.14, p less than 0.05, confidence interval range from negative 0.26 to negative 0.01. Mental rotation, R of 220 equals negative 0.15, p less than 0.05, confidence interval range from negative 0.28 to negative 0.02. Navigation, R of 220 equals negative 0.23, p less than 0.001, confidence interval range from negative 0.35 to negative 0.10. And perspective taking, R of 220 equals negative 0.23, p less than 0.001, confidence interval range from negative 0.35 to negative 0.10. Similarly to Study 1, the correlation between the four spatial tasks and the NTE for comparison to standard were not significant, see Figure 2. Importantly, this did not change after controlling for performance in the backwards letter span task. Dot localization, R of 220 equals negative 0.02, p equals 0.73, confidence interval ranging from negative 0.15 to 0.10. Mental rotation, R of 220 equals 0.02, p equals 0.73, confidence interval ranging from negative 0.15 to 0.11. Navigation, R of 220 equals negative 0.10, p equals 0.12, confidence interval ranging from negative 0.23 to 0.03, and perspective taking. R of 220 equals negative 0.09, p equals 0.19, confidence interval ranging from negative 0.22 to negative 0.04. Spatial index. Replicating what was observed in Study 1, there was a significant correlation between the NTE and simultaneous comparison in the spatial index. R of 221 equals negative 0.31, p less than 0.01, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.42 to negative 0.18, which remained even after controlling for performance in the backwards letter span task. R of 220 equals negative 0.27, p less than 0.01, confidence interval ranging from negative 0.39 to negative 0.14. Also replicating what was observed in Study 1, there is no significant relation between the NTE generated in the comparison to a standard task and performance on the spatial index. R of 221 equals negative 0.09, p equals 0.18, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.22 to 0.04. This remained the case even after controlling for performance on the backwards letter span task. R of 220 equals negative 0.09, p equals 0.20, confidence interval ranged from negative 0.21 to 0.05. Further, the correlation between the spatial index and the NDE of the simultaneous comparison task was significantly larger than the correlation between the spatial index and the NDE of the comparison to standard task, as indicated by the fact that 95% confidence interval of the difference between two correlations did not cross zero. 95% confidence interval ranged from 0.06 to 0.37. The NDEs observed in the error data did not correlate with the spatial index. Simultaneous comparison task, R of 221 equals 0.06, P equals 0.36. Comparison to standard, R of 221 equals 0.11, P equals 0.10. Discussion. Study 2 served as a pre-registered replication of Study 1. Critically, when we replicated our previous finding that the NDE elicited when comparing simultaneously presented numbers is more strongly negatively correlated to performance on the spatial index than is the NDE elicited when comparing numbers to a standard. Interestingly, we also observed a significant correlation between the NDEs elicited by simultaneous comparison task and the comparison to a standard task. This contrasts with Study 1, where no such correlation was observed. This discrepancy may be attributed to the attenuation of the observed correlation given the relatively poor reliability of the simultaneous comparison NDE in Study 1. As in Study 1, these data are consistent with the theory that the size of the NDE is related to one's ability to summon a more spatially precise representation of a spatially oriented mental number line. Importantly, this pattern was more strongly observed for the NDE elicited by the simultaneous comparison task compared to that elicited by the comparison to standard task, suggesting that the mechanism in which the two comparison tasks generated the NDE are independent. This aligns with the hypothesis of independent mechanisms for generating the NDE through the two tasks as evidenced by low between-task correlations, see Maloney et al. 2010, and differential interactions with working memory, see Maloney et al. 2019. General discussion. In two separate studies, one of which was pre-registered replication, we tested the hypothesis that NDE that is generated during numerical comparison is negatively related to one's spatial competence. We generated our novel hypotheses based on the three dominant accounts of the NDE. According to two accounts of the NDE, the representational overlap account and the working memory account, the NDE arises due to the placement of numbers along an internal mental number line that is spatially represented. The response competition account, on the other hand, does not posit a spatial mental number line in its explanation of the NDE. We investigated spatial competence using a heterogeneous approach, using specific spatial tasks, as well as a homogeneous one, using the spatial index. Consistent across two studies, we observed that the NDE that is generated in the simultaneous comparison task is more strongly related to performance on spatial tasks than is the NDE generated in the comparison to a standard task. The result of these two studies, while complex, provide potential insights into the role that spatial processing may play in numerical comparison. Spatial processing in numerical comparison. There are three dominant theories of the NDE. Both the representational overlap account and the working memory account posit a role for spatial representation and thus, in principle at least, spatial competency in the generation of the NDE. The response competition account, on the other hand, does not. Importantly, the results of the present studies point to an interesting possibility wherein the theory that best accounts for the NDE depends on the comparison task used. Specifically, in line with our predictions drawn from the representational overlap account and the working memory account, these accounts may better explain the NDE generated within the simultaneous comparison task, given its stronger correlation with performance on the spatial index, than can the response competition account. Specifically, smaller NDEs, which are believed to be indicative of a more spatially precise mental number line, are associated with better performance on the spatial index, our measure of spatial competence. Conversely, the response competition account may better explain the NDE generated within the comparison to a standard task, given its weaker link to performance on the spatial index. Said another way, the current data are consistent with the theory that the comparison of two simultaneously presented numbers is more likely to be done relying on a spatially represented mental number line, whereas comparing one number to a standard is more likely to be done by comparing the relative association of each number with larger than and smaller than response. Importantly, given our current findings, the original psychophysical model proposed by Moyer and Ladier, 1967, may also account for the NDE that arises within the comparison to a standard task, as it does not assert a spatial property in its account. Another interesting possibility is that participants rely on different comparison strategies on different trials, and that the degree to which they rely on these different strategies varies as a function of the task set. One strategy may rely on a mental number line, as proposed by Rustle 1970 and Van Dyck and Fias 2011, where the other strategy may involve relying on the larger versus smaller information associated with a given number, as proposed by Vergatz et al. 2005. Thus, it may well be the case that when comparing two simultaneously presented numbers, participants will make use of a mental number line more often than when they do when comparing one number to a standard. Thus, it may not be the case that one theory of the NDE is correct and the others are incorrect, but rather the data are consistent with all three theories, to varying degrees and under varying conditions, that is, varying formats and numerical comparison tasks. Below, we further integrate the current data into existing theories of differences that exist between the two comparison tasks. Implications for numerical comparison research. The apparent difference in the magnitude of related observed here between the NDEs generated within the simultaneous comparison and comparison to standard tasks is consistent with Maloney et al.'s 2019 claim that the mechanism underlying the two NDEs are not the same, despite them being treated as equivalent in the literature. Maloney et al. 2019 suggested that when comparing two simultaneously presented numbers, the comparators are stored in the WM, as in the working memory account, whereas when comparing one number to a standard, the comparator is stored in LTM. Extending this account to the current work, when comparing simultaneously presented numbers, the comparator is held in WM can be spatial in nature. In addition, when comparing a number to a standard, the present results can be integrated to suggest that the comparison in LTM may not be spatial, or at least is less spatial than a comparison that occurs in WM. From this perspective, the working memory account posited by Van Dyck and Fias, 2011, may best explain the ND that arises when comparing two simultaneously presented numbers, and the response competition account posited by Vergatz et al. 2005 may best explain the NDEs that arise when comparing one number to a standard. While one could suggest the representational overlap account could explain the NDE that arises in simultaneous comparison task, as it does correlate strongly with the performance on the spatial index, that the theory is inconsistent with the findings by Maloney et al. 2019, who found that the NDE that arises in the simultaneous comparison task was under-additive with a verbal WM load. Maloney et al. 2019 thus concluded that the comparison that occurs in the simultaneous comparison task is done using a representation that is stored in WM, not LTM, as is posited by the representational overlap account. Split half reliability of the NDEs. The data presented herein are consistent with the theory that comparing simultaneously presented numbers is more likely to be occurring on a spatially represented mental number line than is compared to a number to a standard. However, one issue that must be taken into consideration is that of the poor reliabilities of the NDEs in the comparison tasks. A possible explanation for the poor reliability observed in the present data is the low number of numerical comparison trials. Although the present study used a similar number of numerical comparison trials to that which had been used in previous individual difference research, more recent work has shown that higher trial counts are needed to establish stronger split half reliabilities when using cognitive tasks for individual difference research. Thus, to obtain more reliable measures of the NDE, a greater number of trials than what was used here are needed. Low reliability within a task is problematic as it can lead to a skewed estimate of the true correlation between performance on two tasks. Within the current context, one could hypothesize that the reason the correlation between the simultaneous comparison NDE and the performance on the spatial index is larger than between the spatial index and the comparison to a standard task NDE is due to differing reliabilities of the NDE. However, the poor reliabilities do not appear to provide a viable explanation for the differential relations between the NDEs and performance on spatial tasks for two reasons. First, reliabilities were poor for both tasks. Thus, while the poor reliabilities make it difficult to estimate the true correlation, they have likely attenuated the true correlations to the same degree. Second, while the relative strength of the reliabilities change across study 1 and 2, that is, in Study 1, the simultaneous comparison NDE is numerically less reliable, whereas in Study 2, it is numerically more reliable. The pattern of data remains the same within the two studies. That is, in both Studies 1 and 2, the correlation between the NDEs and the spatial index is larger for the simultaneous comparison tasks than for the comparison to a standard task. Thus, it is not the case that the comparison task with the numerically smaller reliability of the NDE is always the task with the lowest correlation within the spatial index. Thus, while the poor reliability should temper one's enthusiasm regarding the robustness of the reported results, it seems reasonable to conclude that the correlation between the NDE and performance on the spatial index is larger for the simultaneous comparison task than for the comparison to a standard task. Given that the observed correlations here are attenuated by low reliabilities of the NDEs, they may not accurately reflect the strength of the correlation between the NDE within each numerical comparison task and spatial competence. One can correct for attenuation and assess the degree of potential attenuation using the attenuation formula presented in equation 1, where RxY is observed correlation between measures of two constructs. Reliability X is the reliability of the measure of construct X. Reliability Y is the reliability of measure of construct Y, and RxY is the true correlation. If we assume that the true correlation between the NDE of each numerical comparison task and the spatial tasks are 1, and the reliability of the spatial tasks are also 1, then using equation 1, one obtains the maximum corrected correlation of 0.35 and 0.55 for NDE in the simultaneous comparison task and the NDE in the comparison to standard task. Respectively, in Study 1, note that the observed correlations here were -0.31 and -0.9, respectively. Hence, the observed correlation was strongest in the task with the lowest corrected correlation/reliability. In Study 2, one obtains a maximum corrected correlation of 0.66 and 0.50 for the NDE in the simultaneous comparison task, and the NDE in the comparison to standard task, respectively. Given that the true correlation is unlikely to be 1 and that the reliabilities of spatial tasks are lower than 1, for example, reliabilities of spatial tasks are between 0.58 and 0.96 in Study 2, the degree of potential attenuation is likely to be smaller than the calculated maximum corrected values. Critically, while low reliability attenuates the correlation, it is possible that the observed correlation is closer to the true correlation due to spurious correlations between measurements error within each task. See Nyman et al. 2012. For example, Nyman et al. 2012 demonstrated that spurious correlations between the measurement error within each task or between measurement error and true scores can increase the correlation between two tasks, effectively counteracting the attenuating effect of low reliabilities. This may explain why the correlation between the NDE elicited in the simultaneous comparison task and spatial tasks is higher than the split half reliability of the NDE elicited in the simultaneous comparison task. Importantly, it should be noted that this specific observation was not replicated in Experiment 2. Nevertheless, the results of the present studies have important implications for all researchers using numerical comparison tasks. Indeed, given the poor reliabilities of the NDE, researchers examining relations between the NDE and performance on other measures or other individual differences should exercise caution, especially when interpreting null findings. At a minimum, researchers should assess the split-half reliabilities of their numerical comparison measures and take into consideration whether these findings, especially any null findings, may be due to poor reliability of their measures. Generation of the NDEs, one mechanism or multiple? One of the relatively novel theories that we have posited herein is the theory that the mechanism that gives rise to the NDE may differ as a function of task. While we cannot draw firm conclusions based on our data alone, when taken together with the broader literature, there is a growing body of evidence to support this argument. In terms of the present studies, the fact that the NDE is generated in the simultaneous comparison task more strongly correlates with performance on the spatial index than does the NDE generated within the comparison task points to, at least, two separate mechanisms underlying these effects. One can also look at how highly the NDEs generated within the two comparison tasks correlate with one another. paralleling that which was reported by Maloney et al. 2010, while there are small corrections between the two NDEs, these correlations are not as high as one would expect the tasks measuring the exact same thing. Given the low reliabilities of the NDEs, the true between-task correlations are likely higher than what we are seeing here. That said, within the broader literature, recent work by Maloney et al. 2019 demonstrated that completing numerical comparison tasks while maintaining a verbal WN load causes the NDE within the simultaneous comparison task to decrease in size, while the same WM load causes the NDE in comparison to a standard to increase in size. Thus, despite the expectation that the NDE generated within each task should be similarly affected by the same WM load, the observed differences suggest that the mechanisms underlying the NDE in the two tasks may be, to some extent, independent. That said, the two are unlikely to be completely distinct. For example, individual differences in numerical magnitude processing are argued to be linked to the size of the NDE. As such, individuals with stronger numerical magnitude processing skills may simply generate smaller NDE irrespective of the comparison task used, that is, comparison strategy. Nonetheless, the current data and those reported by Maloney et al. 2010 and 2019 constitute a growing body of literature that calls into question whether the NDEs that arise in the two symbolic numerical comparison tasks are generated due to the same underlying mechanisms. Conclusion. In two studies, we tested the hypothesis that the NDE is related to performance of spatial tasks. An interesting pattern of results emerged such that the NDEs generated during simultaneous comparison relate to performance on spatial tasks more strongly than the NDEs generated during the comparison to a standard task. These data are consistent with the theory that numerical comparisons can, but may not always, be completed using a spatial representation or spatial processing. The degree to which the comparison related to spatial representation and processing may be dependent upon the type of numerical and comparison task used. These data also add to the nascent literature highlighting the importance of not using the two numerical comparison tasks interchangeably, as they are unlikely to be indexed to the same underlying processes. All that being said, the present results also highlight the challenges present in investigating individual differences using behavioral metrics emerging from experimental manipulations of basic cognitive processes. The reliabilities of the NDE in both our tasks were poor, reducing our confidence in the correlations between measures. Constraints and generality. Upon careful consideration of the research on numerical representation and the numerical distance effect, we believe the findings possess broad applicability. These results have implications that span across diverse groups and contexts, extending beyond the specific demographics tested in the present study. Indeed, the numerical distance effect has been proven to be a robust phenomenon. It has been observed in various age groups, spanning from childhood to older adulthood, across different professions, within populations with learning disabilities, and even in distinct cultural settings. However, given the novelty of our findings, it remains unclear whether the mechanisms we posit to generate the NDE are consistent across all samples. It is plausible that there are different mechanisms of generating the NDE that have yet to be explored in the present study. Further research involving larger and more diverse groups is warranted to shed light on this aspect.